From theunce.com, this is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com.
Hello and welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. In true Throwback Thursday form, let's go back 1 month to Electric Forest 2014. We got American Music and Sound together with theunce.com to present the inaugural Electric Glen. Zone, Reloop, Nord, all these incredible music technology companies brought out all their new gear and amazing toys for fans and artists alike to play with. And at the same time, we got to hold panels at the Electric Glen, and I got to talk with Zed's Dead, Cosby Sweater, K-Theory, and a bunch of amazing artists. And now we're going to be unveiling those panels as podcasts. The first one up is Zed's Dead. Zachary Rapp, Rovin, and Dylan Mahmoud were on the verge of releasing their latest EP, Somewhere Else, which is out now on Mad Decent and Ultra Canada. We got to talk to them about the new album, their set at the Ranch Arena, and all sorts of craziness, including some questions from fans. We also talked about pizza a bunch. So let's get right to it. Here's Zed's Dead in the Electric Glen with theunce.com.
What's up, Electric Forest?
Well, I guess the main event has arrived for tonight. Welcome to the Electric Glen at Electric Forest. I'm Anand from theunce.com. We're here with Reloop, Zone, Alan and Heath, all the folks at American Music and Sound. And this is motherfucking Zed's Dead. Give it up, people. We can have a seat. We can get comfortable. We're on the precipice of the release of Somewhere Else, the new Zed's Dead EP. Anybody got a chance to hear some of that? Yeah! I was going to ask how fan reaction has been, but it sounds like we got a unanimous vote here. how much of that album are we going to hear tonight on the Ranch Arena after the Glitch Mob?
We're playing a bunch of it, yeah.
We're still working out what we're going to play tonight, but yeah, I think we're going to try and get all of it in there.
Yeah, we like to be pretty spontaneous, keep it the last second.
Do you think that these fans, these hardcore fans, are really wanting to see the new stuff, or they want a little classic Zed's Dead in there as well?
I don't know. What do you guys want?
Make some noise for the new!
All right, now make some noise for the classic stuff. I think they want to hear the classic stuff. Both.
Make some noise for a bit of both!
I think that's our vote right there. So we heard a lot of housey vibes from the stuff that we have heard. What is that? Is that what's speaking to you right now, or did you really want to take a wide swath of what you've done over the course of Zed's Dead? Was that intentional to get that house in there, or is it just what you're feeling right now?
It's just what we're feeling like at any time. I mean, we've been dabbling in house since the beginning of Zed's Dead. Some of our first things were electro house and like with big vocals on it and stuff. So this wasn't that far from what we've been doing, I don't think. If you're referring to Lost You.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. What do you guys think of Lost You?
Yeah!
To be seen. We'll see tonight. So the album's coming out. It's a joint with Mad Decent. What kind of boss is Diplo? If you don't get a track in on time, does he banish you to his twerkatorium?
No, we were just talking about this the other day. I mean, we definitely don't really think of him as like a boss. He's more just kind of like a curator of sound. So for him, like, I mean, the label that he created is like just kind of a cool place where you can make whatever you want. It's just a weird kind of home.
So there's no expectations
for
you to have a Mad Decent
myself.
Oh, he lets you express yourself. I think you guys know how to express yourselves. I've seen some of your vines, you disgusting people. It's also a joint with Ultra Canada, and you are one of the top Canadian acts. Let's do a rundown. Who are the top five touring Canadian acts right now? We'll put Zed's Dead at number one.
Electronic, you mean?
Anywhere. I was going to put Bryan Adams in the two spot.
Creed is up there, I think.
Creed?
No, Nickelback, right?
Nickelback, sorry.
Yeah. They both have
Creed sounds Canadian. Where's Triumph?
Justin Bieber is like the biggest fucking person in the world, whatever.
Justin Bieber, then Nickelback.
Avril Lavigne. Our country is so cool.
You did make Jim Carrey. I think everybody should be happy about that.
Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, Pamela Anderson.
What?
Yeah.
She's Canadian?
Who else?
He's so stoked.
Lots of people.
Now I've got an in. We've got something to talk about.
I know you're a big fan of Paul Anka.
Yes, of course. I'm a big crooner fan. These guys seem like crooner fans, too. If you guys want to break it down with some nice, smooth, loungy crooning tonight, I think everybody here would be happy.
We got, like, Deadmau5. We got, like, Excision, Datsik, Downlink.
Zedstead's still number one in our Canadian hearts. We'll say that much. We'll say that much.
Keys and Crates.
Keys and Crates Grand crushes. Yeah. Keys and Crates crushes.
Omar Lynx. Memorex.
Speaking of Omar Lynx, how does Omar get his tracks for me? Is he like pushing you guys on the side like, hey, put me on a track this album? Or does he always know that it's coming?
I mean, with him, it's like we kind of have an open musical relationship where we always know we're going to keep doing stuff.
It's an open relationship, though, so he can tag in with another producer.
Yeah, it's an open relationship. Yeah.
Do you get jealous when you see him on somebody else's track?
I say I don't, but...
We know it hurts. We know it hurts.
The truth comes out.
What are you going to do on July 1st? Do you go into the woods and try and ignore Twitter? Or do you hang out and see what happens? I mean, that's got to be sort of a scary day.
I think we're doing... Yeah, it's going to be a busy day. I think we're doing an AMA that day. And
doing an AMA on Reddit.
And if
Canada
you
did it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Canada Day, you know. It's like Independence Day, but like a lot less fireworks. And...
But a lot more maple syrup.
Not really celebrating as much of a victory, but, you know.
So when we're talking about the new album and crafting that, what's left on the cutting room floor? What do you decide, you know, this just isn't the right sound or this isn't the right feel? Or were you able to gather the best songs you've been working on and that's what somewhere else is?
There's so much stuff that gets left on the cutting room floor. Like, I think we probably would have chose from maybe, you know, 20, 30 tracks to cut it down to 8. Potentials, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that we know we want to do different things with. Like, for instance, we might want to have a song that we want to work with a singer and do more down tempo thing, or put like on an album in the future. And so I don't know, we just designate different tracks to different places.
I mean, expectations have to put a lot of pressure on you in the studio. Do you feel like you have to go into the studio and create a certain sound, or do you feel, because of how crazy these Zedstead fans are, that you're allowed to do whatever you want?
Yeah, we kind of just make whatever we feel on any given day, and I don't know. Hope you guys like it. We read all the comments, though. We see sometimes they don't like it, but it's all just
fuck the haters.
Whatever.
So
being creative.
So you are riding a golf cart all crazy through Electric Forest, and you hit a bump, and separately. One of you breaks their arm and can't go out on tour. Who from the Electric Forest lineup would you pick to be your partner for the next 6 weeks if you had to go out on Zedstead tour?
I was going to say Paper Donnie because we went on tour with him already and we know he's the homie. So at least we know that we can get along with him.
But. What about you, Zach? Who would you pick? What about Billy from String Cheese?
Maybe Lauryn Hill.
Oh! What about a little Zedstead Lauryn Hill? Oh, that doesn't sound too bad at all.
Oh, man, we would love to.
What if you slipped her a demo backstage while you're here?
Yeah, I'm thinking of slipping or something.
Wow. Pause.
So the album's coming out July 1st. You get to hit the Ranch Arena, the main stage tonight. What can fans expect tonight? Are they going to be in for a pretty tame night?
Yeah, super tame. We're doing an all a cappella set. Just singing.
Be rare.
Very rare.
Okay.
It's going to be fucking crazy.
I'm excited.
We're super excited.
All right, so we've got time for a couple of questions. Our man with the mic is going to be standing up front here. Don't be a douchebag. Ask a question that I haven't asked or a better one, which shouldn't be
ask
too hard.
No pressure. Ask a douchey question.
I got to say, so like, how often do you guys do like, oh, Zed, like, I love you guys.
I think it's becoming less and less now. What'd you say?
Yeah, it still happens quite a bit.
What about Zed's dead? I love that guy.
Hello?
What do you do with that one?
Yeah, that happens. That happens all the time on Twitter, especially.
Yeah, we see, like, people like, I saw Zed's dead last night, and he was great.
Yeah, I really wonder about those people, because it's like, there's clearly two guys on stage, and they must be really...
You guys stand really so close that they're double vision, they're seeing one. Or maybe you guys are just so simpatico, they see you as one entity.
Or they think, like,
we're
he's the MC.
Like, we just form, like, Voltron.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you share anything besides musical taste? Taste in clothing, taste in women, taste in beer?
We got a lot of similar tastes. I don't know. Can't think of any funny examples or anything.
No pressure on
pizza.
Who doesn't love pizza?
Dylan's
That's fair.
Repping the That's pizza fair. Right now.
Why has pizza become the new pictures of your sushi on Twitter? Why is pizza like the new thing all of a sudden?
I didn't notice that.
I don't know. Everywhere. I just think everybody loves pizza so much.
Except for
pizza's like my all-time favorite food. Like, I could eat it every day.
Fair enough, fair enough. Do we have another question back there? All right, we got a question right up here.
When you first saw Pulp Fiction, did you guys just know from the second they said Zed's dead, baby, that that was going to be your name? Or how did that play out?
The first time I saw it, I think it was like 10, so...
Right, but like, when did you decide? What made you guys decide?
It actually didn't have to do with Pulp Fiction, but we sort of realized after we said it that it was in the movie. Like, it's one of our favorite movies. It was kind of like Zach and Dylan, like ZD, and we were just like saying things that had like Z and a D in sort of a brainstorming session, and then Zed's dead got said, and it was like, that sounds like a name of a cool band.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Very nice question, very nice question. Do you want to come up? You want to come up, brother?
Yeah, I do.
We can kill time. Do you want to name any other Canadian acts that we love and hold dear?
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. There you go.
French Canadian. Wonderful.
Yo, did you guys have a good time at the carnival last weekend?
Oh, yeah.
EDC was crazy.
Were you there?
Yeah.
That's how you got the hat.
Could you guys tell me how you really feel when people throw up S's instead of Z's?
You know, I'm not
mad. I want to teach them.
Teach them right now because people don't understand.
Can we get a demonstration?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get a demonstration.
The key is that it has to look like an S to you, so it looks like a Z to everyone else.
Can we practice that?
So it's like left on top.
Yeah,
there you go. Sometimes we see people putting, like, who've never seen it before, and they do stuff like this. It's like really special.
Ned's dead.
Ted's dead.
Yeah, time out.
All right, we got time for one more question.
You got this.
Don't worry.
I'm going to be a really lean fanboy. Can you please sign my hat?
Yes, sure.
Have you ever done it? Come on.
Don't she wanted her hat signed.
Don't play in Pompano Beach at Club Cinema again.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
All right, we're going to let these guys get back to their regularly scheduled shenanigans. One more time, can we give it up for Zed's Dead?
Thanks, guys. Much love.
Yeah, thanks.
Somewhere Else is out July 1st on Ultra Canada and Mad Decent, and you guys will be seeing them tonight on the Ranch Arena right over there. Thank you guys so much. Come back to the Electric Glen tomorrow. We got Dirty Phonics, Proto Hype, and many, many more. Zugma, Conspirator. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for joining us here on the UNS podcast. We're going to be rolling out some more of these panels from the Electric Glen at Electric Forest 2014, including Cosme Sweater, Zugma, Proto Hype and Dirty Phonics, and a bunch more. Stay tuned to theUNS.com, and we will catch you next week. Lost you.